I sit down pretty, you know it. Still your best, me. Still your best, me. When you wanna come back, yeah. I lay you back on your back and do you just like that. It's the way that I grab, yeah. Your body knows me, yes. Still your best, best, best.
I don't want your heart, baby.
Fuck it, we finna run to that shit again.
I don't want your heart, baby, once before. I don't want you back, just wanna let you know. Say my love is bad, so you let me go. But my love is more, just wanna let you know. I don't want your heart, baby, once before. I don't want you back, just wanna let you know. Say my love is bad.
So you let me go, but my love is more. Just wanna let you know, still your best, I know. Said my life was bad, so you let me go.
Oh my God, are we gonna run through that shit again? That shit raw as fuck.
Hey, first of all, you can't sing. You can't sing. You're really bad at singing.
Hey, why are you starting off rip like that, bro? That's the energy you coming with today, bro.
You fucking ruining the song. You trying to fucking hit a falsetto when it's not even a falsetto, no.
Bro, I wasn't trying to hit a falsetto, though. Relax, bro. That's how you know niggas can't sing, because they don't even know the difference between a regular note and a falsetto note.
First off, listen. I was in Broadview Baptist Missionary Broadview Missionary Baptist Church Youth Choir, nigga. 2005 to 2008. Holler at the boy. You feel me? Yeah.
Hey, yo, I'm just, you know, I'm still trying to figure out how you went from the youth choir to ending up being a heathen.
You know, I was in that bitch. We worship you. Hallelujah. I was killing that shit, boy. Come on. You don't even want to get him again to my bag.
Oh, you was Baptist too. That's even worse. Like dead ass. He was Baptist, bro.
I mean, I was Baptist, nigga. I'm still Baptist, nigga. I'm still a member of the church.
Nigga, I'm pretty sure they revoked your membership like 3 years ago. like
nigga. I'm still a member, nigga.
I don't care how much you pay in tithes and offering. I don't care how many times you fall on your knees at the altar on Sunday because of your escapades on Saturday. You are not a member. But you know, I'm
a member of the church, nigga.
Actually, a preacher once told me, we are all members of the body of Christ. We are all members.
Listen, bro. October 2005, when I stepped into that pulpit in front of the whole congregation, and they dipped me into that water, and I came back up, I became a member.
Oh, you got baptized, bro. That makes all your transgressions like 20 times worse.
First off, it's not a lot of Black people that haven't been baptized.
Yeah, I've never been baptized.
How you remember the church? So the nigga, the first question they asked you, have you been baptized? He was lying.
Hell no.
That's like the first fucking question.
No, I told him straight up, I was like, no, I have not been baptized in the Holy Spirit. But I have been washed in the blood of Jesus, because I take that grape juice and that wafer every first Sunday. I'll be the first one in line. That should be yummy.
Little ass cups they give you.
Bro. Hey, yo, niggas be mad as hell when the grape juice gone, bro.
And that cracker either dissolve fast as shit or be stale as fuck. It's one of the two. It's never in between.
Oh, shit, bro. I don't think I ever told you the communion story. So my mom used to be a minister, right? And she brought, you know, she used to teach a new members class, like when people want to join the church and all that other good stuff. And she used to teach like the class on Sunday. So there was a class about communion. So every month she would bring home like this big dumbass bag of communion cups. I'm talking, boy, it's so much grape juice in that motherfucker that you could have filled a whole pitcher. And me and my brothers definitely ran through them communion cups.
Man, bro, like, man, for new member classes, bro, like, I never understood why as a kid they had me in a new member class.
Yo, I'm like,
fam, I'm 10.
Like, niggas don't even know, like, Like, I don't even understand what's going on. I'm just trying
to. Like, dead ass. I was 10 years old in a new member class. Like,
hey, at what age did you stop questioning why you went to church every Sunday for an hour? Actually, you was Baptist, so y'all was in that motherfucker for like three.
Like, that. No. Listen, at my church, they did a real good job. They did a real good job of keeping that shit to an hour and a half.
You went to a black church?
Yeah.
Y'all must have been one of them, like, new wave black churches. You know, y'all don't have the traditional gospel music. Y'all got...
No. Because our pastor used to think he could sing, too.
Bro, niggas be like...
well... nigga, no. Tell them, pastor, tell them. There you go, pastor. No. Pastor Hobson can't sing.
Oh, shit. Yo, it used to be funny as hell, bro. Like, you know, towards the end of the service, and your pastor is definite. You can tell the message is started because the music starts slowing down a little bit. The pastor start wiping his face. It'd be some pauses in between each, you know, each breath and shit. I'm like, okay, he finally about to wind down. And then, of course, you can't leave church without an altar call. And I'm like, yo, the altar call? Because I was Kojic, bro. Like, I was straight Kojic, bro. We used to be in that bitch for like 4 hours, bro. You know what I'm saying? From 10 to 2.
Bro, you know, altar call. You know, altar call about to start. The nigga start singing the saddest songs.
Bro, I swear to God.
My church used to be like, they spread them wide.
Bro,
they what he said, but that's love. Wait, that's love. And the pastor be like, now if you don't ever thought about it, today's the day. Because when you walk out them doors, it might be your last time. And when you get to them gates, you want to know that your spot in heaven is reserved. Then a fucking choir, that's love. Like, all right. All right, I see what you niggas doing today.
Yo.
I see it in your face. You need this. Now, a couple of y'all parents that came and told me about what y'all doing. You can change that today. Maybe singing another song. 3 days later, he rose. He rose. 3 days later.
Yo.
Motherfuckers start crying and shit. I'm like, God damn, here we go.
We're finna be in this bitch for another hour.
It's 30 niggas at the altar.
Hey, yo, bro, at your church, bro. Hey, yo, at your church, was this the same 30 niggas at the altar every Sunday, bro?
Nah. It used to be different niggas. It was a couple repeat offenders. I remember one time, this one nigga I knew I went to school with. Then the nigga started stealing cars, bro. About 4 months later at church, that nigga went down to the altar. That's love. I told my mama, I said, y'all was waiting on him. I was waiting on him to come down.
Hey, yo, what the fuck? Hey, yo. Oh, shit. Y'all just was hoping that he went out there cracking cars in that motherfucker during Sunday.
Yeah, like, yo, ass gonna park a lot, bro. Your car gone. You know who did it.
Yo, I used to know it was gonna be a long altar call, bro, when they started playing that fucking Kurt Franklin. Now behold the lamb. I was like, yep, we finna be here for a minute. Because when it gets to that climax part, they're like, oh, I'm like, yep, somebody finna start shouting, and then you just gonna hear is, oh, I love you Jesus. I'm like, look, I know you love Jesus, but you gotta love Jesus on your own time. Like, look, <'cause>
the shit would be funny to me. It's like when the choir, like the adult choir, they start going crazy, they be killing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you think they done? That motherfucking organ come back? I'm like, oh, shit.
They run it back. Bro, you can tell when the choir about to run it back, though.
Well, replay. glory, what? And then they pause. Lord! And then they then that shit come back. I'm like, damn. Niggas been standing for 5 minutes.
Yo, shit. Oh, shit. You know I was Kojic, so every altar call used to be like this.
Never would have made it.
He said,
never could have made it.
It's the time.
Without you.
Now is your season.
I would have lost it.
Give your life to Christ.
But now I see.
And then they used to be like, give your life to Christ. You can get rid of any addiction, drugs, sex, porn. I was like, damn, he talking to me.
But you having financial problems? He got you. But you praying for that job? He got you.
He said, you can throw them. You can get rid of them. You can get rid of all your addictions. Throw them cigarettes on the altar.
I'm like, bro, I used to see whole Newports on the altar, bro.
Hey, you know niggas came back to pick them back up too. Niggas came back in the service, picked them up on a sneak.
Yo. My grandma was like, don't you be going down there touching them cigarettes. Them is demon sticks. I was like, okay. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the Kevin and Cupid podcast. This is episode 85. I'm DJ Cupid. He's Camden Mars.
It's Cam Mars, bitch.
We are in this bitch. I don't even know what we did for the intro there, but y'all just got all of our church stories pretty much. Oh, man. But we in this bitch, episode 85. Thank y'all for tuning in. The world is getting crazier and crazier as we go. 2020 just continues to throw different punches at us. And 2020 has also thrown a lot of really great music. Like, this is unbelievable. Our intro song was Jivion. Damn, I forgot the name of the fucking song.
It might have run that back. It's called Still Your Best. Run that shit back.
Okay, I got you. Here we go.
I don't want your heart, baby wants me for. I don't want you back, just wanna let you know. Say my love is bad, so you let me go. But my love is more, just wanna let you know. I don't want your heart, baby wants me for. I don't want you back, just wanna let you know. Say my love is bad, so you let me go. But my love is more. Just wanna let you know, still your best, I know.
Whew, still your best, huh?
Yesterday, I said that's the one.
You did tell me. Hey yo, shout out to Cam Mars for the recommendation.
It's Cam Mars, bitch.
Hey yo, you did, because you know I know you were talking about the Jivion album, and you know I was still kind of recovering from the Bryson Tiller debacle, so you know I didn't really get to jump into the Jivion project like I wanted to, but I definitely listened to Still Your Best, and yo, as soon as that joint came on, I was like, yo, this is magic. This is it.
I'm kind of upset you didn't have the first. You didn't have the beginning in it. Like, what happened to the first like two lines of that bitch?
Oh. You know, I mean, it was a great song. So I didn't really know. Like, I mean, I wanted to give the listeners the best, the best parts of the song. I don't know.
Bro, he came on his shit talking about, are you serious? Are you kidding me? That's the best part. That's the best part.
Hell no, you felt that in your soul, didn't you?
I'm like, yo, dead ass. Like, yo, dead ass. Like, is she serious?
Oh, man.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, man.
And for those of you who don't know what that song is about, basically, to make a long story short, you know what I'm saying? When your ex-girl move on and the new nigga just like, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you like, are you for real? Like, I'm supposed to be like, I'm supposed to feel the way about this. That's basically what he's saying. Like, he feel disrespected.
Yeah, he believes he is still the best that she has ever had. And that begs to the question, because I know where you're going. I know you didn't even tell me what the topic was, and I know where you were going with this. So, Johnny, let's talk. Are you still your ex-girlfriend's best?
Yeah, I mean, like, and I mean, I don't really want to put it. You trying to paint it like that? I don't want to paint it like that. I'm just speaking in a broad term, a scenario, or something that
How else are you gonna, like, how else are you gonna paint it, bro? Let's keep it 100. Like, let's keep it completely.
This is what I'm saying. But let me paint the pit. I got the paintbrush, so just be quiet and watch me do my Picasso.
Okay, Basquiat.
But no, because like, you know, but listen, you know, sometimes people will hear a segment like this, but oh, niggas is like bitter. Is that? That's not what it is. It's just a conversation. And So I like, so if we just say, like, if I'm not thinking like I'm still like, okay, I do feel, of course, everybody probably feel like they ex is best. You know what I'm saying? Like, just in general, because that's how you think of yourself. You know what I'm saying? But like, when a girl moves on, like especially like when a relationship first ends, just that and the third, I don't care what nobody say, man. No, like, niggas break up with their girls, yeah, I'm over and I'm done. You're lying.
That's
not true at all. So when your ex get like a new boyfriend or fuck with somebody new, you know what I'm saying? You get worried about it. Like, you gonna take a look and see what's going on. Like, you gonna take a peek. You know what I'm saying? So like, sometimes you take a peek and you be like, drop that shit again, man. Intro first. Drop it.
It's almost as free.
Take a peek, just be like,
that's a downgrade and you know it. Still your best. Me.
But he definitely ain't gotta like me.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Alright, we good on that. But yeah, nah, sometimes you see that in you. That's what you gotta say. That's just what you say. Like, well, for real? You take a peek. Like, are you serious? Are you kidding me?
Right.
This is the one you're talking about that's supposed to take my place. Are you serious? I'm Tom Brady, okay?
Well, Tom Brady has thrown 4 pick sixes in the last 6 games. So are you Tom Brady?
Tom Brady threw 5 touchdowns today. You know, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of them pilgrims, bro. I'm Tom Brady. I'm Mike Vick. I'm Mike Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm Kobe. God rest his soul. Like, come on now. What the fuck? What are you doing?
Look. Okay, I'm going to stop your painting, Picasso, because I understand what you're saying. I'm going to let you finish, okay? But Beyonce still had the greatest video of all time. Okay, anyway. I'm going to let you finish painting your picture, but let's be honest. Like these pillars that you sound like you built, they sound toxic as fuck, bro. They sound toxic as fuck. Bro, but okay.
Wow, those are some of the greatest athletes ever.
Okay, but continue to paint your picture. I'm listening.
No, bro, I want to know, how is it toxic? Like, I'm curious, how am I having confidence in myself and knowing what I bring to the table toxic?
Because I think it's still kind of toxic to even be comparing yourself to your ex-girlfriend's future. Like, how does that make sense? Your past girlfriend and her future, and you're comparing yourself. like
on the past, present, and future. Like, that's why, nigga.
Like, hey, yo, what the fuck?
Oh shit. Okay, but continue to paint your picture.
No, it's I'm good now, you know what I'm saying? Like, that looks engaging conversation.
Oh, hell no. Hey, yo, I just think, I mean, yes, like, we're all narcissistic by nature, because I think this is incredibly narcissistic, like, but of course, I've done it before. I think everybody has done it before. and I can say with confidence that I really don't give a fuck, because I know I'm the best. And if I'm not the best compatibility wise, like maybe personality or whatever, or like, you know, maybe our futures really aren't in sync with each other, you bet your ass I'm still the best in the bedroom. Like, still top line. That's what I hold my hat on. I'm like, look, I don't care. You can go build a life with him, whatever, but I know that when you fucking him, you thinking of me. That's all. But you weren't expecting that.
No. I mean, like, no. Like, I mean, not that, but I'm just laughing. It's like, Like, obviously, I don't really care either, but like this song is just a great conversation to have because it's like people feel like people try to like downplay it, like, man, I ain't paying no attention. Man, y'all broke up 2 months ago. You paid attention.
Right. hey, yo, it'd be like, okay, for most people, unless even if your breakup was super toxic, I think for most people, you go through an initial like 6 to 8 months, maybe even a year stalking period of your ex-girlfriend. Like, let's be honest, or your ex in general.
You just jumped off the porch. You just jumped off the porch. It makes sense why you moved where you moved. Full picture now, I get it.
Hey, yo, relax, bro. Hey, yo, relax. No, but I mean, come on, bro. You didn't stalk your ex-girlfriend for at least 6 months after y'all broke up. I know you was peeping the Instagram. I know you was looking at the stories, even though you don't follow her anymore.
Nah, I was looking at stories. Like, I did as
well. Yeah. You was in denial, bro. Yo, are you still there? Ladies and gentlemen, we're experiencing technical difficulties. I believe Cam is still here, but I believe I can't hear him. I can't hear you. Where'd you go? Oh, he got kicked out of the meeting. Okay, he's back.
All right, I'm back, bro. technical difficulties. Were you able to clean that up?
Yeah, I cleaned it up. Yeah, you went through, exactly, you went through a period, you can't, don't deny it, it's okay, we all go through that period where we're stalking our ex, like you said on numerous episodes of this podcast, waiting for that phone call that's never gonna come, like,
right, that's not stalking, that's just waiting, like I was in my house waiting, but no, I did look at the gram and stuff like that. Only time I looked at the gram is when, I was like, are you serious? Are you kidding me?
Hey, yo, we gotta give it to him one more time.
Almost disrespectful.
Like that's when I looked, though, when I was disrespectful. Like, yo, what are you doing?
Yo.
That's the only time I look, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, I've been in my own little world. Like, you know, I've had a lot going on my side. So.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. I mean, I had a lot going on when I broke up with my ex-girlfriend, but you know, I was still looking. Maybe more because I was trying to confirm my suspicions all along. But because you know when you getting left for another nigga. So
when you think your girl, yeah, see, yours is different like that. When you think she leave you for another nigga or something like that, then mm-hmm. yeah, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, at least you knew. It happened to me, I didn't even know. Niggas are blindsided. Mm-hmm. Like, whoa. Wait, you been dating this nigga for how long? Oh, hold on, let me do the math.
Oh shit, yo.
I was like, we broke up then, and you're telling me right now that you started dating him there. The period that y'all could have met each other coincides and overlaps when we were still, okay. Okay.
Hey, so you know, that actually you bring up a very interesting, you know, question that I just came up with. So like, you know, I guess we both have a little bit similar experiences. I basically got left and you were in the process of getting left. So
whoa, don't put it like that. Don't put it like that.
Oh, hell no. Yo. Okay, so damn, now you made me forget my question. Fuck. So, okay, let's say there comes a point in time where you meet up with your ex. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's like a random meetup. Y'all run into each other. You know what I'm saying? Y'all catch up for a little bit. You know how you be walking through the skyways, through the office and shit like that. You might run in, you know, downtown or something like that. Whatever. Are you, because I mean, you basically know, but at the same time it's still like there's a stone that's not been turned yet, so are you going to,
what would I say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are you gonna say
intro four, please.
Baby wants me for, I don't want you back,
it's
just
want
to let you know, say my love is back. So you let me
Okay, so what do you say?
Still your best, I know. You shouldn't have gave me this audio, bro. Okay, but no, but seriously, but you want to know what I would say? I would, like, first off, if I say anything, it's more of like a probably make eye contact. Hey, how you doing? Boom, boom, boom. And that's it.
You okay. So, no. Skip that. No, I didn't say that you guys just ran into each other in passing, nigga. I'm talking like y'all like are having like a pretty, you know, y'all having like a 5-10 minute conversation.
Are you saying we met for lunch or some shit?
No. you never met somebody in passing and y'all just sit there and talk for like 20 minutes? You never been in the food court at the mall and you trying to go get McDonald's and niggas just want to talk?
Yeah, like the homies are like, you know what I'm saying? Or like, not my ex, not somebody I used to date. Like,
okay, fair enough. Okay, let's just say
I'll play your game. I'll play your game. Just for, you know what I'm saying, conversation purposes.
Stop moving the goal.
You want to know... you want to know if I'll bring this up? You know what I'm saying? Like, so let's just say for conversation purposes, I bring it up. Honestly, I would be like, oh, so like, you know, last time we talked, you know, you told me this, that, and the third. And when I sat and thought about it, it sounds like, hey, he was moving and grooving while we were still, you know what I'm saying, sorting out our stuff. And from there, she gonna respond. And either it'll be a response that I want to hear or a response that I don't want to hear. It's as simple as that. But at this point, it just doesn't fucking matter.
Hey, yo, so let's say she hits you with yeah, so I'm gonna be honest with you, like, you know, I was seeing him while I was seeing you, but you know, I didn't know where we were. What happens then? Actually, I know.
It's almost disrespectful.
No, not even that. That doesn't happen. Like, that doesn't happen, because like, if those words happen to be said, which I think, like, anyway, just for conversation purposes, I'll play a game. It's like, at this, like, you asking me now in today's terms, where I honestly don't give a fuck. Like, I got my, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got my own shit. Like,
I feel you. That's real.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I think like those type of things, and let's just broaden the conversation for our listeners. Those type of things, kind of like what you're trying to get at, those come into play, I think, the first few months or after a breakup or something like that, where those emotions may still be raw if there wasn't any closure and things like that. Like, in my opinion, that's when I think those things come into play. But when you're down the line, like a year down the line, like, it doesn't really matter.
Look. I don't give no fuck if it's 6 months, 1 year, Lakers and six, okay? Like, I want to know whether I still have feelings for you or not. If you was seeing another nigga while you was with me, like, will I be emotionally invested in the response? Probably not. Actually, no, I wouldn't be emotionally invested in the response. But in terms of, like, just wanting to know so I could, you know, be like, damn, I knew it. Of course, I want to know that information. I'm just gonna get straight to the point. I'm gonna be like, look, was you fucking that nigga when you was with me or not? Like, it's simple. There you go. And then I'll respond. Wait, hold on. Say it again.
See, I'm on where it's kind of like, I wanna, like, if I'm not emotionally invested, I don't really care to have the conversation.
I feel it. That's real. It's like what's understood doesn't need to be said.
It's just a waste of time. Like, I'm not here to play a what if game.
Yeah.
It's like, you doing my thing, more power to you. Like, that's where I'm at with shit. Like, once I stop caring, I stop three fucks about what you do. I don't care.
I feel you. That's understandable. Okay. Fair enough.
That's my opinion. How I feel.
Fair enough. Okay. So yeah, to answer your great question, I'm still the best. So yeah, at the end of the day, I'm still the best. You know, and that's not me just being, I mean, I'm the best at everything, nigga. Fuck it. So, like, best at everything I do.
So you said that you didn't listen to the full album. You just heard that. You just heard this one song?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah. I mean, the album, bro, like, it's short. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's technically EP. When you really album's EP. Short, but I like it. I like the story. Like, I like the story, a story within the story, kind of. So he had a couple skits at the end of each song, and, like, it kind of painted a whole picture where he started off the intro song, you know what I'm saying? Like, saying that he called old girl 5 times, you know what I'm saying? Then it goes into Still Your Best. Like, and then after Still Your Best, it goes into, I think it's Come Over. Goes into Come Over with him and Snow Allegra. And then it goes to Stuck on You at the end. So it kind of tells a whole story. And, like, vocally, it's Jimmy. He gonna be on point. Like the beats, him and Snow, they sounded really good together. I'm waiting on that collaboration. This collaboration, I didn't know I needed, but I got it. So I'm excited about that.
that was a random collab too.
Well, they posted a picture some months back. That they were in the studio together, and I had forgot about it. And then I was going through my Twitter the other day. I quoted the picture and was like, hype. So, like, I'm glad we got that. And then, like, just his trajectory. That boy had to stay.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad that we got Jivion because I was really done with Brent Faiyaz, and I thought I was going to have to settle on Brent Faiyaz. So I'm glad.
What's up with you with Brent? What's your beef with Brent?
I just really don't understand the appeal of Brent. I never have. There are some songs by Brent that I really love, but I just really don't like Brent.
Hey, Saunderson, his first solo look was damn good.
Yeah, that was good. But I just, after that, I was like, I just really cannot sit through Brent. Like, and Brent just makes me really sad. Like, Brent's music makes me sad on a level that Drake won't even be able to ever touch. Like,
of course, I joke on Brent here and there, but, like, I definitely listen to Brent. Like, even on the new project, I like a couple of those songs in there too. And I like the single he just released not too long ago, I think a couple weeks ago. So, like, a lot of his shit sounds like dark, like you said, and sad. Like, the sounds are very similar. His videos are very similar. But, like, I just like being sad.
I never thought I would hear you admit that, like, ever. Ever.
Man, I listen to Joe Budden on a daily basis. Not daily basis, but a lot on a frequent basis. And, like, besides Pump It Up, what happy songs does Joe have?
Hey, yo, but that's different because Joe Budden was angry and sad. Like, you talking about just being sad. Are you angry too?
No, I'm not angry. I'm not angry. I'm not sad. I'm in a good place. I just like playing the sad music.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I get it.
Gets me in my zone.
I get it. Ayo, you know, I notice that I do work better when I listen to slower music or sadder music, or, you know, than when I listen to hip hop, because I can't sit down when I'm listening to hip hop.
So what? That's funny. But, you know, like, so I fuck with Brent, like, but I do, like, luckily with, like, the good amount of R&B that's been coming out, it's giving me excuse not to listen to that shit Black put out.
Oh, yes. Black dropped out.
So you don't even remember. You don't even remember his EP. But you don't even remember. Like,
it wasn't bad.
It just wasn't it.
Well, it was too short for it to be it. Like, let's be honest. Like, it was too short.
Is he gonna have the same problem that Bryson got? Their first shit is just so fucking raw.
No, because East Atlanta Love Letter was actually very good, bro. Like, East Atlanta Love Letter didn't have, like, the initial, like, wow factor of Black being a new artist, but, like, as, like, a complete project, like, East Atlanta Love Letter was, like, bro, it was flawless almost, bro.
It wasn't better than telling you I love you because going out is getting old.
Bro, he had...
But no, he has some good songs in it. He did have some good songs. Like, I like the intro, like, Unfair, like, I like a lot of songs in it.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like, I think Black is here to stay, and I don't think Black really needs to do anything else special, because I think Black, he's done enough at this point to where he will always have that appeal, I think. The problem with Bryson is that, okay, we're going to get into Bryson in a second, but I think Black will always have that appeal, because we got enough black to where, pause, we got enough music from him to the point where, you know, we had a good sample size to choose from and to really pick out what our favorites are and what fits our vibes, et cetera. Like, fuck it, we're just gonna talk about Bryson. Fuck it.
Okay. For those of you who don't know, Bryson Tiller dropped his album. It was his third album anniversary on Friday.
Yes, third album.
Yeah. And I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't great. It was just an album.
That shit was high quality mid-pack. High quality mid-pack. That's what that album was. We talked about this, but Bryson Tiller was a beautiful moment. And I think in 2015 it was, I think. Yeah, it was 2015.
The album dropped in 2015, but he had a lot of the singles he dropped after Trap So were like high quality.
Yeah. So I think like Bryson was a very good moment, and I think a lot of people were probably going through the same thing. That's why the album resonated with a lot of people to the tune that they had to add tour dates onto it. And so, but I think Bryson also had that new factor. I also, I'm not gonna lie to you, when I first listened to Bryson, I really wasn't blown away by him as an artist. It was more of the overall vibe. I think Bryson Tiller was one of those artists that's really good at setting the vibe. Good production, oh, yeah. Good topics, catchy tunes. Like it's great.
Yeah, like he's never gonna blow you away vocally or as a rapper, which he tries to be sometimes. So he's not gonna blow you away in that standpoint. Like I told you yesterday, I was like, bro, I'm like, some of the songs, I'm like, do I like the song or do I like the beat?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, is he gonna throw some samples on a lot of shit? It's gonna sound really, really good. It's gonna sound really, 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 really clean and polished, like you said. Like, he's always gonna give you that fall time type of music, like where you gotta have on a hoodie when you listen to Bryson Tiller.
Deadass, bro. Deadass.
Like, if you got on shorts listening to Bryson Tiller, it's really weird. But I mean, yeah. So. Like, and like I told you also, like, and granted, I do need to give this album some more listens, but, like, Trap Soul was like, hey, like, I fucked up in my past relationship. I'm trying to get this back. You know what I'm saying? Like, all those type of things. Like, even, like, Don't. Like he wrote Don't from perspective of somebody else trying to take his girl because he knew he was slipping type of thing. And also, Trap Soul was made when his back was against the wall, sleeping in his car. He, like, even to record Don't, he had to borrow money from his friends to buy the equipment. And to make the song, he got the beat off of SoundClick. Like, that was like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times with artists, you can never recapture that feeling when your back is against the wall. Like, your fucking world is crumbling down. You finna lose your girl. He had a daughter to raise. Like, he didn't know what the fuck he was about to do.
And now he's happy.
Now he's happy. He got a fucking model girlfriend. He got another kid. He lives in LA. He drives the fucking Benz or BMW through the hills. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's good. But, like, that feeling of, like, of when what the fuck I'm finna do, like my heart is scoring type shit. That's what, as a regular consumer, as people, that's what we want, cause like that's more aligned with our actual lives than like a nigga that lives somewhere in Calabasas with a fucking model girlfriend.
Well, yeah, we just like the music isn't gonna hit the same. He's talking about getting his heart broken, but I'm seeing him as happy as ever on Twitter. Like, just don't make it make sense. like.
And like we talked about this before, he doesn't really want to do this at all.
You know, this is what Bryson did. Bryson was like, okay, I'm not making fun of him, so like, don't take it like that. He was sitting in his car, or he was sitting at one of his homeboy's houses, and he was trying to figure out ways to make money quick because he knew he was in a tight position. And so I think I'm gonna theoretically say that Bryson Tiller probably exhausted all his options before he got to music. And then at some point he was like, okay, I'm pretty good at this music stuff, so I'll throw some spaghetti on the wall and see if it'll stick. And it stuck.
Well, like, I'm not gonna let you say that, because there's too much, like, you know, in that first project and stuff like that, even the second project, too much content, too much effort, too much of, like, you can hear it in his voice of a nigga that's just doing it just to do it. Like, I think that Bryson Tiller enjoys music. I don't think he enjoys what comes with being an artist of his stature.
The industry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think he enjoys that. I think he just wants to raise his kids and play Xbox.
Yeah, not. That goes back to, I was going to say, I don't think Bryson Tiller expected the music to do what it was going to do.
Well, when you drop Don't, my nigga.
Like, dead ass.
You give a nigga just another interlude. Like, you, mm-hmm. like, fam. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like when you influence a whole bunch of teenagers and 20-year-olds to go buy flannels and dad hats.
Bro, that was just
gonna be here for a while.
Bro, you had the Bryson Tiller style. Don't act like you didn't.
I was a 20-year-old at that point. When that album came out, I was 20 years old. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think maybe Bryson Tiller, maybe it's the deal. Maybe Bryson Tiller, if he wasn't signed to, I think it's RCA. If he wasn't signed to RCA, I think that maybe Bryson Tiller would have just took the money and ran after the first project and left it alone. Like, maybe after the second, because the second, you could still, there was still some leftover from Trap Soul. So I think maybe he would have been done with it. If I could guess, I'm going to guess that Bryson Tiller would have been happy with the first two projects and been done. Because that clearly is what it looked like after that. Because literally, we heard no music from Bryson for, like, a year, 2 years.
Facts. And, like, we say things about True to Self, but True to Self definitely is better than this album here. Like, True to Self, like, off rip, I was like, okay, this is a good album. Like, it wasn't as good as Trap Soul, but it's better than this. And also, the problem is that he tried to recreate Trap Soul, the sound of the music, all the mm-hmm. way down to the fucking album. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's
the same. I mean, not I said albums, to the same, all the way down to the cover. It's the same exact cover.
Yeah. The only thing is he made it blue. That's it.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I feel like that he probably felt like, because, like, granted, a lot of people do like a second album. It didn't have that same, it wasn't as critically acclaimed as Trap Soul, obviously. And I think he felt like, okay, I have to recreate the Trap Soul vibes, which is why he gave us, like, 5-year anniversary. I'm gonna put these three songs that niggas already got off SoundCloud on Spotify. And then does this. It's kind of like, bro, like, just do you. Like, if you want to continue to make music, just do you. You don't have to recreate Trap Soul. Like, I'm pretty sure there are things that you're going through now that could somehow, to a certain extent, like, resonate, maybe, possibly. I don't know. But, like, I don't want to see you try to get back into the Trap Soul bag, because you can't get back into that bag. That bag is, like, a classic bag.
I mean, I don't know if he's going through it. He looks pretty happy on Twitch every fucking week. Like, deadass. He looks
Nobody's completely happy. Like,
yeah, but I think tell me if I'm wrong. I think for artists, you might have to sink to a certain level before you finally start putting it in music.
Yeah, true that. Like, I remember I was so mad last year when I think it was at fucking the State Fair eating Sweet Martha's cookie and I didn't have an album.
You're so selfish, bro.
What do you mean? I was going through it last year. I needed that.
No, but I feel it, but that's selfish as fuck.
I needed that last year. Like, if Jivion would have dropped, but he dropped on Friday, like this time a year ago, oh man.
Oh, you would have played the fuck out of that Still Your Best. Like,
oh man.
You would have played
cried.
You would have played the fuck out of that. Oh my god.
Would have cried. But I mean, all in all, like, I feel like Bryce is kind of like our Big Sean conversation. We like the artist. We just want to see him push the envelope.
No, at this point, I just think that Bryson Tiller is coming on.
Oh, you just throwing the towel. You just gave up. Like, yeah. I'm not going to give up on him, because I think he's always going to give me a song or two that I really, really like.
Look, Bryson, I would be satisfied with Bryson Tiller just giving me features for the rest of his musical career. I don't need another album from him. Like, because those albums were, those first two albums, and I really like the second album, I've said it before on this podcast, you said it wasn't critically acclaimed, they actually drug that album through the mud in the reviews, bro. Like, I think they gave it a 6 out of 10 stars, like, but I don't think we'll ever get that moment back. And I think that truly was the best Bryson Tiller. I think at this point, any attempt to recreate that magic is going to fall on deaf ears, like at least for me. And also, I'm not 23 anymore, 24 anymore. So like the things that Bryson was talking about in those albums, the reason why it was resonating with me is because it was literally my current life. So I'm not in that point in life anymore where I'm just like, put that shit back in motion. We ashing our roaches. Like, I'm not at that point anymore. I'm not pulling up to the West Side for no girl. Although I will say, and this is, a lot of people have said this, I think SoundCloud Bryson is the best Bryson.
Uh-huh.
That's the best version of Bryson.
But that's back against the wall, Bryson. That's, I'm still in Louisville. I'm still working at Papa John's. I'm still working at UPS. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but hey, no, I'm still putting in overtime.
Oh, yeah. I see what you did there. I see what you did there. That was clever. That was clever. Yeah, and I'm still running back the intro. Like, I'm still trying to figure out the difference. Like, dead ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas still want to right their wrongs, okay?
I'm trying. Yeah, I didn't have any wrongs to write back then. But, like, that, it smacked to me because, like.
Oh, no. No.
I didn't. What rights I had the wrong 2015? None.
No, I just had to give you shit, bro.
None. Yeah, like, none. I feel like the hottest young nigga under the sun back then.
I had one too many wrongs that I had to write.
You're going through a whole different thing, bro. Like, I was single, you know what I'm saying? I just had got the Pontiac, you know what I'm saying? I was in a different bag. But I definitely was. I was, you know what I'm saying? Don't, you know what I'm saying? That was my bag, because that's what I was doing. Overtime, that was my bag. That's what I was doing. Like, that's mm-hmm. where I was at. You know what I'm saying? So, like.
No, I feel you. I feel you. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, if Bryson Tiller just slowly faded away into the sunset, I would be content at what he's given us to this point. I don't need any more from Bryson. And I just don't think that Bryson is that good of an artist personally. And I love Bryson. You know this. I've seen him in concert twice.
Bryson Tiller concert at First Ave, bro. It was some things in there.
Yeah. Hey, that bitch was thick as fuck, bro. And we got there late.
That was like my first R&B concert. So I had never seen women at concerts in like full dresses and heels. And I was like so confused, but I liked it.
Bro, yeah, that concert was like, I'm pretty sure it was majority women.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It definitely was.
It was majority women. Hey, yo, you know, I don't know if I ever told you this, but my ex-girlfriend at the time definitely was not happy that I didn't take her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I bullied you into giving me the ticket. Hey, I left work early. I closed that register early as fuck.
She was not happy about that. She was like, why didn't you go with me? And I'm like, I mean, I didn't know that you really loved, like Bryson Tiller like that. You know that I love him, but I didn't think that you really. She's like, but I love Bryson. I was like, bitch, no, you don't.
But listen, you know what I'm saying? 5 years later, y'all not even dating. We still friends. So made the right decision by giving me the ticket.
Oh, hell not. Yeah, because at that time, Yeah, at that time, Don't would have been very relevant to my life, and I would have never even known
it. Right, exactly. She's going to leave you, bro. Like, that concert was in January. What, 3 months later, you got left? So, like, yeah, he made the right decision.
No. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, yeah, nah. But, like, that. But, no, I mean, we did went to a lot of shows that year, too. We did the Mick Jenkins show. That was a good time. But back to Bryce. I mean, like I said, I'm not going to completely write him off, because I do still think he has that in him to just come with like a good project or something like that. Something I think I will enjoy. There are songs on this album that I do enjoy, but like, it's still, he's going to be chasing that first album for however long he continues to make music.
Well, and here's the thing. Cause R&B is in a different place than it was back then. I think that Bryson Tiller came in kind of at the end of like that Chris Brown, like Chris Brown, Omarion, like early 2010s R&B wave.
But not, I don't think it's because the type of R&B that Bryson Tiller makes still stands to like the type that the type of music he makes. Because I'm not gonna put that in the same bag as Omarion and Chris and shit like that. Because they're vocalists. They're vocalists.
Yeah, but Bryson is like a poor man's Drake and Chris Brown if they had a baby. Pause.
Yeah, I'm not gonna disrespect Chris like that.
No, it's no disrespect. That's why I said poor man's Chris, because Chris can actually sing.
But I mean, a poor man's Chris is still nice.
That's true.
But when Bryson Tiller is more of just I think he's directly a Drake influence. I'm not gonna say Chris Brown because he doesn't have the vocal, like he can't rap as well as Drake, you know what I'm saying? But as far as like the beats and that type of thing, it's more Drake. Like he basically it's like if you take the beats that Drake like vent raps, when Drake raps over like a sample, he's gonna fucking spill his soul. Bryson goes on those same beats a little bit different, tad bit different, because he's not rapping like that, and he'll just do the one little fucking key he can hit when he sings over it.
Look, I have to respectfully disagree, because every Bryson Tiller song I could see Chris Brown on. And actually, I think when Bryson first came out,
much higher level. Like don't, like, nigga, Chris Brown doing don't, there will be notes that nobody could hit.
Well,
Bryson
yeah.
Bryson Tiller talked on don't. Bryson Tiller talks on everything. I'm not gonna let you disrespect Chris.
No, it's no disrespect, but just like the style of music, the type of beats, like, yes, okay, Bryson does have like the Drake type beats too as well, but I swear to God, when I first listened to Bryson, I was like, yo, like, he must really have liked Chris Brown back in the day, because although he cannot sing like Chris Brown, I don't think a lot of people can sing like Chris Brown. I was like, in terms of like, you can hear the influences all throughout his music. Like, it's there. Chris Brown.
I didn't hear any Chris when I heard, like, you know what I'm saying? I heard just more of like a Drake type of thing than like a Chris type of thing, because it's like Bryson's singing, but he's not singing, like, type of deal.
I feel you. I understand.
I mean, everybody, you know what I'm saying, have their own opinion. That's just what I thought.
Well, and what I'll say also is, like, I don't think Bryson has gotten better, and I think R&B has evolved a lot still since Bryson Tiller came out. And so my thing is, when I can listen to Eric Bellinger, who can sing better, when I can listen to Jivion, who can sing better,
you know? What's the difference between Sciarity Kid and Bryson? Because I feel like that's a fair comparison.
I don't think there is no difference. And that's why I didn't say Sciarity the Kid.
Okay. Because I was going to say, because he's not the best singer either.
No. That's why I think eventually Sciarity the Kid is going to fade off into the sunset too as well. I think what is keeping Sciarity the Kid relevant is that not only does he have great, excellent production on all of his projects, but I think Sciarity the Kid is a better songwriter as well. Or has better songwriters in his camp, because his songs overall, I think, are written better, and they tell they paint a more vivid picture for me than Bryson Tiller's songs.
And I feel like R&B is that one genre where we need vulnerability, and you can hear the vulnerability in that Sciarity Kid project. Mm-hmm. You can hear the vulnerability in Trap Soul. Like, yeah.
But I can't hear any type of vulnerability in Inhale. Okay. I couldn't hear any type of vulnerability in Blame. Okay. And Blame could have been so much better than it was. So much better than it was. Like, that is a stereotypical Bryson Tiller song. And he only gave us a minute and a half. That was so
hot.
I was so hot. I was like, yo, what the fuck are you doing, bro? So.
I kind of see what you're saying, but yeah, that's my thing. I thought the best comparison is a Sciarity Kid, because they're very, very similar. And Sciarity shit is hitting. That shit hitting. Are you happy? Oh, that shit hitting.
Mm-hmm. I need to go listen to that. I haven't listened to that yet.
You texted me, you said, bro, listen to Sciarity Kid do song. It's sad. That's the Are You Happy song.
Oh, I saw a clip of that. I didn't listen to the song. I saw a clip of that.
Oh, that quickly made it to my own repeat playlist on Spotify.
So, Cam, are you happy, bro?
No, I'm very happy. Like, we just made it onto there because I'm like, yo, like.
He said I'm not gonna be happy one day.
Like, one day I might not be happy, but like I'm happy right now. It just hit, bro. Like it hit. Like, like this is the thing. People always, especially girls, ask me all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, if I'm playing something like Anacol, me, this, that, another, something playing, they're like, yo, like, why you listening to this? Like, are you, like, what's up? I'm like, I'm fine. Like, I'm fine. It's just that, like, to me, good music is good music. Like, if he or she is singing about their heart being broken or not, like, if this shit sound good, it sound good, and I'm going to ride to it.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I'm the same. Like, I listen to, I think 80% of the music I listen to is R&B music, and I get the same questions. I'm like, look, it's just like, it's not necessarily the feeling I'm going after, but it's like overall, like I favor like R&B production and everything sometimes more than I favor hip hop production these days, because I think in today's world, you know, hip hop kind of gets repetitive after a while, unless you're listening to Griselda and them niggas can figure out 100 ways to tell you that they was selling the rock. But
but you know, with women, a lot of times they're with you when you're playing music, and they think that you're trying to tell them something, and sometimes you're not trying to tell them a damn thing. Like, I'm not trying to tell you anything through this song I'm playing.
Yeah, you know, I actually had that. Hold on. We gotta pause real quick. Hold on. Okay, yeah. I actually had an experience with that recently where, so I think I've told this story on an episode of the podcast in the past, where I was hanging out with a girl and I started playing a playlist, and she was like, you've probably played this playlist for so many other girls, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So I made a new playlist, which you can check out on Spotify. It's the Cuffin Season Volume 1 playlist. So it's all of my favorite songs from this past year, kind of that got the fall vibes for Cuffin Season. And I think I was playing Not You Two, Hurting Deeply Inside. And she was like, what are you trying to tell me right now? And I was like, I'm not trying to tell you shit right now. I just
like this fucking song. Like, you know what I'm saying? You hit a note this motherfucker hitting?
like, what the fuck? Like, and then I think On the Way came on. That was the Pussy Fairy song by Janae Aiko. And she was like, I wonder how many girls you played this song for. I was like, look, I just really like the vibe, okay? Like, I don't care if she's talking about being a pussy fairy, okay?
I remember fucking Heartbreak Anniversary came on when I was hanging out with a girl. Like, I hit it with Jimmy on. Balloons are deflated. Yes, they look lifeless like me. She's like, are you going through something? And no, this is, you just killed this shit. Like,
that's what I'm saying. My gosh.
Now that pre-written vows by Sorry Kid, that's a little different. Still feel like I'm incomplete. You know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of feel that.
You felt that, huh?
You tried the flame when I put it on Twitter last week.
Well, that's because, like, it's you.
That's right. Been in my prime so long, I still feel slightly jaded. What the fuck he said?
Bro, I just have to flame you because for the longest time in our friendship, you flame me for listening to soft music. And now I'm watching you slowly creep more and more, more and more and more into the R&B pool of things. And
you have to remember that you're older than me.
What do you mean? What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
You're older than me.
What does that have to do with anything?
Things that you went through might be things that I haven't been through yet.
That's true. Well, yeah, I mean, very true. Very true. That's very true.
Yeah, that's all that is. That's how I feel about that.
Yeah, so Ghost Stream Anniversary. Yeah, mids. That's all I have to say about that. Definitely probably not going to go back and play that again. Like, dead ass. I haven't even thought about it. It hasn't even crossed my mind. Oh, you left again. Fuck.
No, I'm here.
Oh, I'm like, yo, where'd you go?
Two accounts.
Two phones. Hey, somebody on Facebook said that. Somebody said on Facebook that niggas' money phone would be slimmer than Motorola razors. I'm like, damn. Anyway.
So, yeah. I'm trying to figure something out because, like, it's going to try to, like, since I had called up, let's just touch on something that we care about it, but since we already know where we're voting, we didn't really tune in, and that's a debate.
I watched the debate. I watched the full thing. Very painful to watch.
You do. Yeah. And like I told you, I said, hey, like, it's totally different if I was on the fence, if I didn't know who I was going to vote for, and those type of things, but I do. So I don't need to watch the debate because I know the candidate I'm going to vote for. I've looked at his policies, his plan, and stuff like that. I don't need to fucking waste my time watching the debate.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really give a fuck because, I mean, I already know who's going to win, or I already think I know who's going to win. So for me at this point, American politics is just strictly entertainment. Like, that's all it is. It's just strictly entertainment. I'm like, dang, who's going to throw the next jab? Who's going to take the next shot? How many times is Trump going to interrupt Joe Biden in a debate? How many times is Trump going to interrupt Joe Biden and be like, no, you're wrong. That's so false. Fake news. Like, that's all it is for me at this point. I don't really give a fuck. Still get out and vote. And Donald Trump won't be attending next week's debate because Donald Trump has actually caught COVID, which I'm just like, hey, yo, what is going on in 2020?
He on the bench for a minute.
And you know, the first thing I thought about the other day was that Simpsons episode. I was like, yo, if this Simpsons episode comes true where that happens, I'm logging out of the simulation. Cause like,
that's what we're in the simulation.
That's some scary shit. That's all I have to say about that. I was going to give y'all clips and everything like that, but I just really don't want to sit through that again. Like, I still can't get that hour and a half of my life back, and I'm still upset. And I'm even more upset that I can't get that.
I spent that hour and a half. Go ahead, my man.
I was going to say, I'm even more upset that I can't get that hour and a half back, more than I was upset when I couldn't get my fucking $3.99 back from Amazon for Sausage Party. Like, still upset about that.
You want Sausage Party? I watched that, too. But I watched it on Netflix. Never mind. But...
Bro, the movie was good until they started fucking at the end. I still can't get over that. But
I started when they started.
Yeah.
I did. I remember.
Oh, hell no. But we're gonna move on from that because. Wowzers. Wow.
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
Yo, good time.
But niggas is waiting for a long time to slide up into the buzz, bro.
No, but check it though. Now, dead ass though. I got some serious to say. Yo, has a girl ever asked you to take a personality test?
I mean, yeah, but the question is, have I ever taken one? And the answer is yes. yes. Nigga, I'm an ETJPH. Like.
I took that shit too.
She said, now you can put it in your bio on Twitter. I was like, bitch, niggas on Twitter don't need to know that I'm an INDP, JFP, whatever, personality type. Niggas don't even know what that is. Like, why would I put that on my Twitter?
Yo, I took that shit, right? Mm-hmm. So I sent it. I'm like, yeah, I took it. She... Oh, what'd you get? I forgot what I had. Something like I'm a futurist and like basically like my shit was fucked up. It was some shit that like it was like you're futurist and you're independent. It was like you feel like everybody should do things themselves without any help.
Are you like that, bro?
I was like, damn, Now seeing that, I said, damn, I'm a Republican. I need no.
Hell no. All right. Well, but, Johnny's going to go register as a Republican after this podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
But no, but check it. Like, okay, so like, I sent her the shit, whatever. And she's like, oh, so that's interesting. Woo woo. And then she was like, yeah. And she was like, so like, yeah. She was like, this specific test is kind of like based off of like numerology. So like, and so I guess like my high number was like an 8. And she's like, since you're like a high 8, she was like, I was like, there's like another site that you can look into and like see if you're compatible. I'm not looking at that shit.
Oh, they be getting too deep into it, bro. Fucking with some of these girls, bro, you gonna end up taking like 35 different tests, bro. I'm like, yo, how many tests does it take you to understand that I am not shit, okay?
Hey, first off, some girls be trying to get you to take the test to see like if you should or not shit, right? First off, fam, listen, you don't think I'm not gonna lie on that test? This ain't no real grade.
Hey, yo, niggas be lying on their personality tests. Like, they be lying on those little fucking questionnaires when you fill out for a job application. Talking about some, do you prefer to work in groups or do you prefer to work solo on all projects? Niggas know damn well don't like working with motherfuckers. But I'd be like, I like working in groups. Body ass.
Right, yeah, I'm a fucking lie. It's 10 for everything.
It's a most likely or least likely. I complete all my work by the deadlines under high pressure. Nigga said most likely. Niggas don't be complete none of that shit on time. Like that ass, bro. Oh,
I'm
shit.
Like, man, like, I'm going to lie. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna see what your views are lying. I'm gonna take a shit. What would she pick on this question?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, they've yet to fucking realize that niggas just be lying.
Well, thanks for giving them the game, Johnny. I guess I gotta stop fucking lying now.
you know how people say, if I'm lying, I'm dying. If I'm not lying, I'm dying.
Yeah,
you said a lie.